Red Sox fans throughout New England. They were Mark Wilbur, Bob Stanhope, Sean Loring, Robert Reich, Molly Lambert, and Katie Lackerts.
We also spoke with another member in good standing of Red Sox Nation.
This is Rabbi Harold Kushner from Temple Israel in Natick, Massachusetts, and the author of several inspirational books, best known for When Bad Things Happen to Good People, which will no longer be applied to the Boston Red Sox.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I guess it's when good things happen to maybe not bad people, but hapless people.
Well, good things happen to overpaid people. How's that?
Rabbi Kushner has held season tickets to Boston's Fenway Park for 22 years, and he wonders about a darker side of the Sox victory.
My concern is that this will leave a void in the center of our personality, all of us who have been rooting for the Red Sox all these years. It's going to be a major adjustment. Melissa, if you remember, some years ago, psychologists came out with this stress index, with loss of a husband or wife being the worst at 100, and then loss of a child, crippling illness, loss of job, all the way down the list. One of the sources of stress was to have something wonderful happen to you, a major promotion, move into a nicer house. You no longer see the world in the same way that you did 2 weeks ago. And that's going to be hard for a lot of Red Sox fans. What will we have to yearn for? What will we have to complain about? What are all those people who call talk radio going to be able to call and vent about? It's going to be a major readjustment for a whole lot of people in the Boston area and all of Red Sox Nation around the country.
Yeah, how do you deal with success?
Well, right now you savor it. What happened this week is just so wonderful. I'm almost hesitant to diminish it by trying to analyze it, understand it, or psych it out. But I would only hope, Melissa, that those of us who 2 weeks ago, when it looked like the Red Sox were going to be swept out by the Yankees, taught themselves to say, hey, it's only a game. I would just hope that in the wake of this stunning Red Sox sweep of St. Louis, we'll still be able to say, you know, that's really nice, but hey, it's only a game.
So you don't think Red Sox fans will go from being, oh, pathetic to hopelessly arrogant?
Oh, I hope not. I hope we never become Yankee fans and think that we're entitled to win every year because we're so virtuous or because we're good people or we deserve it after all those years of deprivation.
You know, I was scrolling around on the internet and found that the miserable Red Sox fan forum is now called the triumphant Red Sox fan forum, and the Bambino's curse weblog is no more. And in fact, in his last posting, he said he got an email from a friend of his, a lifelong friend, who said, now I can get on with the rest of my life, which made me wonder, what if the rest of his life isn't as interesting as being sort of an always disappointed Red Sox fan?
Well, then he'll root for the Chicago Cubs or somebody like that. I always speculated as to whether this Curse of the Bambino stuff was part of the New England personality, our Calvinist heritage, these bleak winters, all these things that contribute to a sense of foreboding. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens when you separate this Puritan strain of dourness, amputating that sense of the Red Sox always break your heart and lose. How will we respond to it? It's going to be a real challenge for a lot of us to readjust our personalities.
As a rabbi, do you find any lessons in Scripture here for where Red Sox fans should take it from here?
Well, when I thought we were going to lose, I was harking back to the words of the book of Ecclesiastes, that the race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, for time and chance enter into all things. There were so many times when we were lucky. Time and chance do enter into all things, as there was no moral in the fact that we lost in all those oh-so-close experiences. This time the breaks came our way, umpires changing their decision in that crucial Game 6 against the Yankees. Base-running mistakes by the Cardinals, all sorts of things contributed to give the Red Sox a victory that they might easily not have had. So I think the words of Ecclesiastes still hold, that the fact that you won doesn't mean you're better. The fact that you won means that you're good and you were lucky.
Well, Rabbi Kushner, thanks for talking with us about good things happening to the Red Sox.
Thank you, Melissa.
Rabbi Harold Kushner of Natick, Massachusetts. He wrote the book When Bad Things Happen to Good People.